Kent, chaotic privatized asylum process. Eric Segal, Kent Socialist Party local focused owned residents and the Southeast Kent Trade Union Council rallied in solidarity with 400 asylum seekers housed at Napier Old Army Barracks. The Home Office provides basic accommodation for destitute asylum seekers by placing the lucrative 5-year contract out to tender. The contracts are eagerly snatched up by private companies like Serco, MIS, and Clear Springs, who profit from misery. Clear Springs manages the assessment center in the rundown Napier Barracks. In the absence of public sector services, asylum seekers are thrown into a chaotic privately run system of religious groups, churches, charities, and community organizations who compete with each other for grants or lottery funding to provide well-meaning, but often inadequate services. The 200 people attending our rally were confronted by a handful of far-right protesters, protected by a mass police presence. Their slogan called on the government to house veterans before refugees. But at a recent rally in Dover, the Transport Union RMT Assistant General Secretary, Steve Headley, said, "The far right say we don't have enough houses to cope with asylum seekers, we say build more houses." See Dover, solidarity with refugees, applause, and cheers for socialist ideas, to unite working class at socialistparty.org.uk. And they didn't read the slogan on the Trade Union Council banner at this protest: fight for decent homes, jobs and services.